This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Have you been looking at the latest NRA people that want to join the NRA board? Have you been looking at that? And there are some things out there that catches my eye. And here's the thing. I want there to be a strong NRA. But what they're doing right now, I'm a little iffy about. It's like the NRA board, they want the NRA board to look like the Hollywood Squares. They're looking for stars. And some people who heretofore have never endorsed anybody running for the board are now endorsing all kinds of people for the board. But that's all I'll say about that right now. Let's start off with a fact about American politics. I remember after the 2010 election, and I was talking to a consultant here locally, and he told me that people were tired and were taking a break. There are no breaks. There are no laurels to rest on. And we who support gun rights never, ever, ever, ever get to rest. Gun laws and the free exercise of the relevant rights have ebbed and flowed over the course of history. And while those motions used to take a long time to work themselves out, in recent decades, we've seen the passage and then sunset of the federal ban on, quote, end quote, assault weapons, the growth in the number of states that respect the right to carry, and the increase in violations in a handful of states. So we need to recognize that things can change rapidly, and there are two approaches that we need to take on the promotion of gun ownership and carry nationwide. And the first of those involves gains that can be made in the short term, and the second looks farther, you know, farther into the future. One example of an immediate gain would be that we make national, you know, we could make it, you know, the national carry reciprocity. H.R. 38 has passed out of the House and been sent to the Senate, having taken most of the year to get that far. Should we be grateful, given the number of Republicans who ran on the promise of protecting gun rights? I have to ask, what took so long? Honoring nationwide the licenses that states issue is an obvious move, and the bill to remove suppressors from the restrictions of the NFA of 1934 got stalled after the Las Vegas shooting, even though the one, you know, it had nothing to do with the other. And on the other hand, attempts to ban bump stacks and assault weapons are also languishing, fitting in with the general pattern of getting paid to do not much. I'm not going to blame Congress here. Employees generally do what they're asked to do, and when they're allowed to drift without consequence, that's not their fault. Their bosses are to blame. That's who you and I look at in the mirror. We're the bosses. In the case of our elected representatives, that puts the responsibility on each one of us. Now, admittedly, there are times when doing nothing is the best choice, but when we're talking about rights, defending their free exercise is always important. We all must tell the politicians whose jobs we can affect that unless they support guns rights, we'll hire someone else. Roman Senator Cato is said to have finished every speech, regardless of the topic, with Carthago delenda est. Carthage must be destroyed. And whether that is legend or fact, it is good policy. He, you know, drum home the message again and again until those who wish to lead get things right. And in other words, make hay while the sun shines. Now, the metaphorical sun of Congress and the White House, at least theoretically being in control of a pro-gun party, will not last forever. What we need to do is build more support for gun rights across the political spectrum. Does that sound impossible? It shouldn't. Gun rights are a plank of the right-wing platform, but according to a recent Pew Research Center survey, independents and Democrats also have people on our side. The numbers may not seem convincing, 79% of Republicans, but 47% of independents, and only 20% among Democrats. But if we dismiss Americans in the middle and on the left, you know, we lose an opportunity to win. Adding up the supporters of gun rights produces a solid majority of voters, and that's what we need if such rights are to survive the political winds. Treating gun rights like it's a tribal thing, a tribal matter, we value them, they oppose them, guarantees a continual erosion of those rights. Ralph Northam's win in the Virginia gubernatorial election isn't so surprising, given the state's balancing between left and right, but the race in Alabama, in which Doug Jones scored an upset victory, is telling. Now, there are those that think 2018 is going to flip both houses. And, you know, there's also those that think the low approval ratings of Trump will be what gets it there, except Trump's ratings are going up. They're higher than Obama's now. They're higher than Obama's in 2010. Trump's ratings are going up. We're going to see two things come out of 2018. In 2018, we're going to see the economy really begin to percolate along, and we're going to see the biggest political scandal of our time. And so for those that are out there saying, well, the Republicans have blown it. They're going to lose it all in 2018. Everything's going to switch. You know, okay, that's not a slam dunk. And I understand why some people might say that, because they're trying to get people motivated. At the same time, a lot of people would stay home if they think that is a certainty. And I don't subscribe to that. Everybody needs to vote when they get a chance to vote. So, can we coalesce and bring enough people together to long-term ensure that gun rights are protected? I don't know. It's, you know, I know that there's people that listen to me day in and day out. So I know there's people that think like I do day in and day out. And that means that there's people that value, maybe a strong word, whatever it is, they feel the same way as I do, day in and day out. So, yes, the short answer would be yes. But is there enough? Is there enough of us to make a long-term, lasting change? Now, among many Americans, the idea of basic rights is a very shared value. And there's a lot to disagree about. There's tax policy, foreign relations, health care. But our rights, our basic rights, are the rights that we were born with, that we were endowed with just by existing. Now, I don't know how the left feels about their individual rights. I'm pretty sure they think that they can get away with whatever they want. But that should apply to you and me, too. And one of the main things about all of these rights, what these rights do, what they ensure, is that we get to make decisions about our own lives. That's the only reason they exist, so that we can make those decisions. And cooperation in that particular area, rather than confrontation, might keep our rights safe. Although confrontation has to be something we keep in reserve. That has to be something we have to keep in reserve. Just cause. I'm not going to sit back and tell anybody that I don't intend to ever use the veto, because the gun ownership is the ultimate veto. It's the ultimate veto. But, you know, that's why they want to disarm us, to take away that veto power. A lot of them would tell you that if you take the time to listen to what they have to say. But that's all beside the point. Now, when we get back, I'm going to be attacking a conservative icon for some of you. So buckle up. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well on with the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Is Lock and Load. Real quick, let's do this. Just so let me you know what's going on. The 22nd of January through the 26th of January, the show itself will be back in rebroadcast because I will be at SHOT Show. If you are coming to SHOT Show, I will probably be around the Boyd's Gunstock booth a lot. but tried today to get into Radio Row, and next year I'm going to try to do the show from SHOT Show. I don't know how that's going to work because of their hours when they're actually open, because I don't know if they'll stay open long enough for me to actually complete the show. That's the other problem I have, is because SHOT Show is a it's like open during business hours, but it's in I believe either Mountain Time or Pacific Time. I don't know what's in Las Vegas, but that's 22nd through the 26th. I'm going to be hanging out with Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, Hickok 45. I'm going to be hanging out with the guys from Nighthawk, hanging out with the guys from Agency Arms, hanging out with the guys from Ace Firearms, hanging out with, AR-500 Armor, Boyd's Gunstocks. I'm going to be all over the place doing all kinds of stuff. If you're coming, if you're listening, and if you're coming, go to Boyd's Gunstocks. They'll know how to get in touch with me. If I'm not there, I would love to meet you. I don't get to meet the ninjas enough. But unfortunately, because of when this show actually executes, I'm going to be doing some stuff with Mark Walters from Armed American. So I'm going to be introduced to the guy that actually runs Radio Row. And I'll see if I can't get us invited into it. But I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know how that much of it will work. I guess there's a possibility I could do some of it live, but I don't know how that would work. Well, that's just something we're going to have to see. But that's coming up, not next week, but the week after. Am I right about that? When is this happening? Let me take another look at that. Okay. So next week and the week after that, will be next week is the week of the weaponized woman, by the way. So bear that one in mind as well, with Tatiana Whitlock and all manner of ladies that know how to shoot. Now then, some of you love Mark Levin. Some of you think, and Mark Levin, to his credit, is a diehard when it comes to being a conservative. But recently, he spent a lot of time arguing with callers over the fairness of being able to deduct state and local taxes, because this new tax bill puts a $10,000 cap on state and local tax deductions. And Levin, who probably pays the top rate of 5.75% in Virginia, plus property taxes, which given his income probably amounts to a lot more than $10,000, feels that it's not unfair, that it is unfair not to be able to deduct such payments from federal taxes. Points out that while someone making $100,000 in Maryland may pay lower federal taxes than someone making $100,000 in Texas, the Maryland taxpayer also has to pay a lot of state income tax that the person living in Texas doesn't. What he rejects is the argument that the person living in Texas is subsidizing the person living in Maryland. Well, Mark, I'm sorry, you're wrong. You are absolutely wrong. You know what? This is the thing. You should know this, sir. You really should, because I'm almost certain on some of these matters that you're probably a lot smarter than me. But that's all beside the point. That was there, and you never said a word about how much state tax you pay in Virginia. And you never looked at places like Texas where business is booming, where real estate is booming, and you never looked at Texas and said, hey, let's, maybe we could do something about the taxes here. We shouldn't be taxed so hard here, because you got to deduct it on your federal tax reform or tax form. So you didn't see any reason to do anything about it then. Why would it, you know, what's the big deal now? Oh, because you lost the deduction. That's right. So now people in states where they're charging less in taxes, they come out ahead. And all of these coastal areas like Virginia, which is rapidly turning purple. And listen, you know, NRA is there. Gun Owners of America is there. Mark Levin is there. All of these places that are turning purple are, you're paying higher taxes there. And You can vote with your feet, sir. You can move out of there. You can move to some other state that has lower taxes. The person living in Texas who makes the same amount of income as the one in Maryland is contributing more to the federal government. That's what was unfair. That is no longer unfair Because now the federal government is only in charge of the federal government. The states are in charge of the states. 10th Amendment, right? So, hey, you live in a place where they're charging a lot of money. It doesn't matter that the person in Maryland is paying the same or perhaps even more in taxes totally when you combine state and local payments. People in every state should contribute to the federal government in the same amounts if they have the same income. To do otherwise is a subsidy. Because with the SALT deduction, the federal government takes more money from Texans and less from Marylanders with the same income. There is your subsidy. Levin makes a point that the federal government is a massive deficit spender that wastes money, all true, but doesn't dispute that at each level of funding, people in low-tax states shoulder more of the federal burden. The fact that people in blue states also pay state taxes has nothing to do with the principle of everyone making the same income paying the same federal rate, regardless of where any given person lives. And surprisingly, he misses the strongest policy argument for not making state and local taxes deductible. By insulating taxpayers to a degree from federal taxes, blue states have an easier time raising local taxes to fund their own income redistribution scheme. So now for the first time, we're going to see pressure on in the blue states to cap or lower their taxes because of the outcry over this sudden lack of deductibility of local taxes over $10,000. Instead of condemning callers who call for the deductibility of local taxes arbitrary and unfair, Mr. Levin should realize that it's an issue of treating people in all states equally and applying pressure to states to lower taxes. I don't know why I know this and he doesn't. But that's all beside the point. I can't believe dude doesn't get that. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. And hey, I understand. Hey, his money. But Mr. Levin, you swim in this stuff, sir. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You getting out there and saying it is not a subsidy is disingenuous of you. That is wholly and completely, it's false. It's a falsehood. So either you don't know it's a subsidy or you're lying. And if you Mark Levin fans that find take offense at that, sorry. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. President Trump has gotten a lot of kudos lately for his list of accomplishments in his first year in office, some of them remarkable in and of themselves. One crucial accomplishment seems to have gone unnoticed. He repeatedly spoke the truth about issues when fake news media demanded that we either embrace their lies or stay silent. And single-handedly, Trump has opened the door for Americans to freely speak truth again. Before Trump entered the political arena, fake news media controlled public speech with an iron fist. And citizens and politicians knew they had better toe the politically correct line or suffer severe consequences. When the fake news media demanded that we ignore biology and pretend Bruce Jenner is a woman, Americans played along with Bruce's mental disorder for fear of public humiliation and economic crucifixion by fake news media. NFL player Don Jones broke fake news media's ban on speaking truth publicly when Michael Sam kissed his boyfriend on national TV. Jones tweeted what tens of millions were thinking. OMG, horrible. And Jones was immediately high-tech lynched by fake news media, sentenced to forced mind-altering therapy. When Trump announced that he was running for president, he said he would deal with the problem of criminal illegals invading our country. Illegals and the accompanying criminals are another issue fake news media forbid us to speak truthfully about. And Trump, in essence, said, screw fake news media's rules about what truths are allowed to state publicly. He honestly addressed the problem of the illegals invading our countries, and that sparked a fake news media firestorm against him. They launched a bogus storyline that Trump is a racist who hates all Mexicans. And in their usual fearful submission to fake news media, conservatives and Republicans ran to microphones to condemn and distance themselves from what fake news media decreed to be Trump's racist remarks. But there was a problem with this. And it was a big telling problem. It was a sea change problem. Because a majority of American voters did not buy fake news media bogus Trump is racist narrative. Quite the opposite. We the people were elated to hear Trump and his unprecedented lack of fear of fake news media. Trump remains steadfast in speaking truth, exposing the negative impact of illegals invading our country with no desire to assimilate. He boldly disobeyed fake news media's ban on speaking truth, and that inspires all Americans to begin speaking truth again. We are in an ideological war, and it's sort of like the old airland battle doctrine that we were talking about back in the 80s. The circular war, the circular battlefields surrounding each other, battlefields within battlefields. One of the battlefields within the battlefield for us is fake news media versus America. Fake news media believes that America is the greatest source of evil on the planet. They have a 24/7 laser-focused mission, and that is to bring down America from her throne as the world superpower. Fake news media also seek to transform America away from her foundation of Christian values and principles. Fake news media relentlessly sell their lie that a majority of Americans share their disdain for our homeland. That horrifying Sunday when Americans watched the entire NFL, players, coaches, management, in essence taking a knee against our country, Americans were stunned with disbelief. How on earth could the NFL think a majority of Americans and football fans agree with its staffers disrespecting our flag, national anthem, country, fallen veterans, active military, and brave men and women in blue? The NFL believes the fake news media's bogus storyline that America and cops routinely abuse black people and that football fans would support the NFL protest. Well, I still believe that you shouldn't worry about polls, but there's a poll out there that confirms that the NFL made a huge miscalculation. But we are definitely in a war, fake news media versus America. Fake news media has suppressed our First Amendment right of free speech for years. Anyone who dares speak truth that contradicts a fake news media lie is severely punished, branded stupid, crazy, or guilty of hate speech. While you were sleeping or taking your kids to soccer, fake news media began the process of criminalizing speaking truth, disagreeing with their socialist progressive agenda. Outrageously, fake news media seeks to criminalize scientists who express skepticism regarding man-made climate change. They actually say that climate change deniers should be thrown in jail. Like burn the books. That's the new version of book burning. Throw anybody in jail who doesn't believe in climate change. Fake news media appears to love all things Islam while hating Christians. Obama's DOJ threatened to jail anyone caught speaking badly about Islam, and meanwhile Obama was unprecedented in his relentless presidential trashing of Christians. Fake news media's sole purpose is to block truth while spreading lies and deception. And by controlling speech, fake news media can use pretty words to paint a smiley face on evil, depravity, and sin, totally, totally uncontrolled and unabated. Trump, courageously speaking truth, has caused a serious crack in the fake news media's control, what truths Americans are allowed to publicly express armor. We should all be thanking him for that. You know, back when, there's certain things you can't say. There's certain things you can't do. I know that. I have rules here. I can't get out here and say certain bad words. So I try not to say any bad words because I'm afraid that'll cause a cascade. And because I respect the institution that is both my network and my affiliates, I'm not going to do anything to endanger them. So everything has certain limits and rules and everything, but truth is limitless. You can speak truth without being crass. You can speak truth without being brash, without cussing. You can speak truth in so many ways without, you know, crossing certain lines. Unless, of course, you're in the fake news media. And sometimes I sit back and I wonder, what's in it for them? What is in it for them for Islam to be so accepted? What is in it for them to trash Christians? Because after all, they live in America to begin with. Isn't it enough that you get to think the way you want to? Why do you want to change the way I think? That's the question to ask, isn't it? Why is it so important for the fake news media to get out there and change our minds, change the way we think? I really need to know that. I really need to know. So that part is very, very important. And Trump, in just a year, leveled the playing field. Leveled the playing field in just a year. Do you think that all the Me Too, the hashtag Me Too began as, you know, some of these young ladies and young women that have been actresses getting out there and being told you don't have to be politically correct anymore? Do you think it maybe began with that? I know it's become something else altogether, but, you know. The whole dynamic has changed. It will never be the same again. The template has been wadded up and thrown aside for a new one put in place. And we don't believe, you know, the media, the polls, the politicians, they don't believe it. But you do. And that's the crucial part. You do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Suddenly, oh, so suddenly, the FBI isn't so blasé about doing things or about the doings of the Clinton Foundation. They've launched a new investigation into its apparently corrupt activities. Could this really be a quest for their lost credibility? That would require some scalps. According to a report from John Solomon of The Hill, the Justice Department has launched a new inquiry into whether the Clinton Foundation engaged in any pay-to-play politics or other illegal activities while Hillary Clinton served as Secretary of State, according to law enforcement officials and a witness. FBI agents from Little Rock, Arkansas, where the foundation was started, have taken the lead in the investigation, have interviewed at least one witness in the last month, and law enforcement officials said additional activities are expected in coming weeks. The officials, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said that the probe is examining whether the Clintons promised or performed any policy favors in return for largesse to their charitable efforts, or whether the donors made commitments of donations in hope of securing government outcomes. The probe may also examine whether any tax-exempt assets were converted for personal or political use, and whether the foundation complied with applicable tax law. Now, more than a year ago, author Peter Schweitzer and the New York Times did a sort of joint investigation showing just how bad things were with money flowing into the Clinton Foundation and favors flowing out of Hillary Clinton's State Department, notably in the case of the Uranium One giveaway to the Russians. Now, the Times and Schweitzer are hardly, they're not exactly Captain Conservative, so the fact that the two could work together and come to the same conclusion says something. The Times utilized a preview of Schweitzer's upcoming blockbuster, Clinton Cash, and then augmented the research with their own reporting, and the Times editorial page didn't like it, but seemed to accept the facts are facts, and no corrections were issued on the story. Pay for play was hardly confined to Russians and uranium. A Swiss company called Firmenich reportedly was experiencing a lime shortage for its fragrance industry and somehow got Bill Clinton to get some lime trees as opposed to other things planted in Haiti via the Clinton Foundation. And after that, a $260,000 check was waiting for him for a brief speech in Switzerland. The imagination, the way they work this out, just kills me. There were countless instances of funds rolling into the Clinton Foundation as the favors rolled out, either from state or the foundation leaning on foreign governments. Hill reported that the FBI's Little Rock office found all sorts of problems in its local investigation, but were rebuffed in their findings by headquarters and the highly politicized Obama Department of Justice. There, the investigation apparently died. Until now. Which raises questions about just how the FBI does business. Far from fear or favor, it let itself be rolled by positively Chavista-level politicizers from Team Obama. It was so bad, the private sector, with their far feebler investigative resources, were able to show them up. Now they're scrambling to recover some lost credibility as a law enforcement agency, not the Obama enforcer. They may also be trying to restore credibility with President Trump, who has berated them for their politicizing on Twitter. After that, after all, they were going to have to work with him for the next 3 to 7 years, and there will be resources and prerogatives that they will want. Well, I guess we could say better late than never. I don't know. I don't know if we really want to say that, though. We all know that despite the laws on the books, criminals get their hands on guns, and that isn't a topic up for debate. It is a cold, hard fact that is beyond dispute. But where we get away from the anti-gun jihadis is how to address the issue. For them, it means more laws that only impact the law-abiding citizen, while we look for alternatives that don't infringe on individual liberty. We know the criminals aren't getting guns legally in the first place, so what good will more laws do? At a recent arrest in Chicago, and Chirac there sums up the reality perfectly. A Northwest Side man faces more than 24 felony charges after he surrendered to Chicago police Tuesday. The latest arrest in a drug and gun running investigation into a secret Facebook group. What? Sergio Barrera, 23, of the 3700 block of North Octavia Avenue in Belmont Heights, turned himself in at the Jefferson Park District Police Station at about 4:45 p.m. Barrera was wanted on 7 charges of armed violence with a Category 2 weapon, a count of gun running, 8 counts of unlawful use of a weapon by a felon, 8 counts of unlawful sale of firearms, 5 counts of possession of a firearm with a defaced serial number, and 9 counts of delivery of a controlled substance, police said in a news release. All the charges are felonies. Barrera was denied bail during a hearing Wednesday afternoon. Judge John Fitzgerald Like cited the seriousness of the charges and the likelihood of conviction. Barrera's attorney, Carlos Davalos, had asked that his client be released on electronic monitoring, noting he had surrendered to police and was not a flight risk. Barrera's arrest was part of Operation Fishnet 4, in which undercover officers gained access to an invitation-only Facebook group and made several purchases. The investigation led to the arrest of 50 people and the warrants issued for 18 others. Well, it's almost like these guys don't follow the law. Here we got this Facebook group, which I can't even get, I can't even show anything on Facebook hardly. And they got a Facebook group selling drugs and guns. Mark Zuckerberg, where are you? Well, guns are tightly controlled. The drugs were outright illegal. And that means they were getting them from an illegal source. And since these people can't buy guns legally, guess where they got them from as well? That's right. An illegal source. So time and time again, we keep seeing recurring themes when it comes to armed criminals. In particular, that they have no problem finding guns despite gun laws specifically designed to prevent them from arming themselves. And yet, invariably, some anti-gunner shrill will call for still more gun laws. Despite all the laws against felons owning guns, they believe that just one more will change everything. And that's the reason criminals remained armed, is that lack of just one more law. And they forget that criminals, by definition, don't obey the law. Otherwise, they wouldn't be criminals. Why would one more law suddenly dissuade them from buying guns? Well, just what are these guys thinking or drinking or smoking? But it's not about disarming criminals in the first place. Maybe it's about disarming people because the idea of an armed citizenry makes the anti-gunners wet their pants. If so, they'd be better served coming out and being honest about it, because at least then their arguments could make some sense. Chicago can continue to try to oppress their people. New Jersey can. New York can. The Sullivan Act, that should really be rolled back. I mean, anybody in New York who doesn't see the Sullivan Act for what it is, I'll have to ask Steve DeAndrew next time I talk to him. Anybody that doesn't see that for what it is, I don't get you. I don't get you. That was designed by a criminal so that only the criminals could be armed. And that's how it works out. In New York today, it still works the way it did back in the during the days of the gangs of New York, during the five boroughs and the, the Leonardo DiCaprio, Daniel Day-Lewis gangs of New York time. It was put in place so that the regular people couldn't have guns, but the politically well-connected and the criminals had guns. So, and yet it, that's well over 100 years old. That law, that thing that's on the books in New York. Why is it that this is one thing I've never asked about, and maybe I should, maybe this should be the question. How is it that we can look at, say, the Second Amendment, and they can say, well, when it was written, it was outmoded, it was this, it was that. How is it that an anti-gun law, a prohibitive gun law, never goes out of fashion? When it was written, they had the gangs in New York. Leonardo DiCaprio was there. Cameron Diaz was there. All these people were there. They were all bad people. And, and now they don't have that no more. Butcher Bill's no longer there. Bill the Butcher, whatever his name was. Daniel Day-Lewis, whatever. So, isn't it time for it to go? But, nobody says that. Nobody says that. Nobody ever says that. Hour number three is inbound. When we get back, we're going to talk. We're going to talk a little bit about a little bit of gear, a little bit of stuff I'm building right now. Then we're going to go back into the rant, as is my wont. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danbillett.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.